أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقاتلوا في سبيل الله واعلموا أن الله سميع عليم. In the previous ayat where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained about those people in the Bani Israel who, when a plague had come to them, they ran away from their houses and they went to an open field and felt that now they are saved there. Immediately Allah's command came that all of you die. They died, and then by the dua of Nabi Hizqil alayhi salam, Allah gave them life again. And then Allah Ta'ala said, Allah is most kind that He teaches you this iman and He showed you the life of akhirat, not only for those people who died, but for all the people who come to know about this instance also. But unfortunately, vast majority of people do not make shukr, that is, they do not bring iman. In here, ulama have written that Allah has addressed, Alam Tara, have you not seen? But of course, we did not see. And the addressee of the Quran did not see this. This happened long ago. Just like Allah says, Alam Tara kaifa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. And many, many ayats where Allah says, Alam Tara, have you not seen? But this is actually, Alam Ta'alam, don't you know? To see, and you see with your eyes, then you get the knowledge of that. And the knowledge of that is absolute, what you see with your eyes, actual what you see. So therefore, it actually means, Alam Ta'alam, don't you know? But because it is so sure, Allah referred to it as Alam Tara, as though you saw it with your own eyes. And this is that any matter in the hadith also, and the ulama of hadith, any hadith that has come with what is called tawatur, that is, always there were the narrators of it in such a large number that it can never be imagined that all of them could be gathered on a lie. So many people, they stand together on a lie, is impossible. So then that is what is called tawatur, and it is accepted, and it is as though you saw it, though you did not see it. A great imam of the Arabic language, Imam Sibwe, say that this is a great position of balaghat, of beautiful Arabic speech, that it is referred to instead of alam ta'alam, alam tara. That which is so sure, that is what you saw with your eyes, it is like you know it. It is like you saw it with your eyes, the knowledge you acquired by seeing something. And this has come not only in the Quran Sharif, but with tawatur, this incident, all international history has narrated it. And from there then, we should take this great lesson. In this ayat also, Allah Ta'ala says they were wahum ulufun, they were thousands. The word uluf in Arabic is spoken for the minimum of 10,000, which means they were at least 10,000. How much more, we don't know. And all of them, Allah gave them death at one time. And then Allah Ta'ala gave them life also, from where we learn life and death is solely in the hands of Allah and no one else. In the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was going with the Sahaba to Syria. When they came to a place called Surq, then there they came to learn that in Syria there is a pandemic. And when this was brought to their notice, there is a pandemic, a plague there, then one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu quoted the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which said that when you know there is a plague somewhere, don't enter that place. And where is a plague somewhere and you are in that place, don't leave that place. So he narrated it to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ordered that we all return back to Medina Sharif. Hazrat Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a very great Sahabi, He then questioned Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this was the open and frankness of even the Amirul Mu'mineen, that anyone could question him also. And he told him, "Afirar min qadrillah," are you running away from the order of Allah? In other words, if you go there where there is this pandemic, are you only that what Allah has meant will happen? Why are you running away from the command of Allah Ta'ala? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was of course far superior in his iman, in his knowledge, he said, only if somebody else should have said this, Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, I did not expect you to say this. You should have better understanding, and this should not have been your viewpoint. And then he said, we are running from the command of Allah to the command of Allah. Ulama have explained this, like when a person gets ill, that is the command of Allah, he got ill. Now he takes treatment, medication, etc. That is also the command of Allah. So he's running from the command of Allah to the command of Allah Ta'ala. And with the full yaqeen that only what Allah has destined, only that can happen, and nothing else can happen. Then in the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that Allah prepared from the beginning of this ruku, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا for jihad and warfare. That was, the mind was prepared for that. Now Allah openly gives the command, وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ or laro Allah ke raah mein. Now that you have seen that life and death is only in the hands of Allah, you have seen the akhirat also, now fight in the path of Allah. Do not have any reservation for your life, for your comfort, etc. But do this command of Allah of fighting in His path. And who should fight? Allah in the previous ayat, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ, vast majority of people do not make shukr. Yeah, it means that they do not bring iman. So those who brought iman must fight against those people who did not bring iman. Which again, the outward words are that those who make shukr must fight with those who don't make shukr. And here by shukr is meant iman. Those who brought iman must fight against those who did not bring iman. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, or جان لو کہ اللہ بے شک خوب سنتا جانتا ہے, and know very well that Allah Ta'ala hears everything what you speak about jihad, and you don't want to go, you want to go, Allah is hearing everything, whether you are talking of it privately with your family or with anyone else, Allah knows it all. And عَلِيم, Allah knows what is in your heart. What doubts you have got in your hearts also, Allah Ta'ala knows. We can try and bluff the people, we can even try and bluff ourselves, but nobody can bluff Allah Ta'ala. Allah knows everything what we are speaking, when we are speaking, for what reasons we are saying what, Allah knows everything. And what is in our hearts also, Allah Ta'ala knows everything. So one of the causes for not practicing on the commands of Allah, fulfilling the rights of Allah in the creation, is because a person is looking at his own comfort, and he doesn't want to get involved in anything which is against his comfort, least of all jihad. So Allah had removed this. If we follow this command, then that will go out of a person, and it will become easy for him to fulfill the commands of Allah and the rights of fellow people also. So Allah has prepared us in this ayat that be prepared to do everything you have to. Don't look at your comfort. Don't look at your honor. Don't look at your peace. Look at the command of Allah. And take away this love of your life and this love of this dunya. Remove that from you. Then you will be able to fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Then we will see to practice upon deen, iman, Islam becomes very easy. But if we don't make this effort, all the time getting up for Fajr will be a problem. To come for Fajr will be a problem. Everything will be difficult for us. But we make that effort of removing this love of this dunya, love of our life, love of comfort and luxury and ease, then it will be easy to practice upon Islam. and upon thee. Just like Rosa also fasting. If we have got the love of food and we don't take it out, the love to satisfy ourselves and satiate ourselves with drink and water, food, then Rosa is very difficult. But if we remove that and we are prepared to sacrifice for Allah, then Rosa for small children become easy. Old people who are sick, Rosa becomes easy for them also. Otherwise, for a healthy person also, Rosa is difficult. So these are the efforts that are absolutely necessary before we can practice on deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.